And now we turn to Florida. The effects of Hurricane Charley continue to be felt 5 days after the storm hit. Some people are homeless, many others without power and water, facing another day of heat and long lines and frustration. Animals are suffering too. Dogs and cats separated from their families by the hurricane. Debbie Drake is executive director of the Suncoast Humane Society in Inglewood, Florida. Ms. Drake, what's it been like the last few days there at the shelter?
At our shelter, it has been crazy. We have taken in all of the animals from another shelter that was seriously damaged during the storm, and we then evacuated all of our adoptable animals. Those are animals that belong to us. We ship them off to all parts of the state.
Now, then, so you've got your sort of favorites away in safekeeping, and you're now taking in the pets that were affected by the storm, right?
That is correct. Since we evacuated those 158, we have taken in 130. As of the end of the day last night, we had taken in 49 cats that had been found in the disaster rubble. We've taken in 78 dogs. Now, of those 78 dogs, there are about 30 of them that are owned animals that have been given up because the families are now homeless and they can no longer take care of them.
Are they giving them up on a temporary basis?
Some of them are giving them up on a temporary basis. Some of them are giving them up on a permanent basis, and those animals are now being transported out of our shelter again to some of our neighboring communities that can take them and place them up in their adoption programs.
It must be tough for somebody who is without shelter themselves to bring their pet to you, even for temporary safekeeping.
It is really emotionally draining. Those people that are making the decision to surrender their pet just because they are homeless, they've lost everything and now they're losing their best friend. Those people that are bringing them to us saying, please, please, can you help my animal? I can't take care of it, but I want it back. We are bending over doing everything we can trying to make sure that those people don't lose that one connection with their best friend.
And how many of the new ones, the new arrivals, are unidentified?
A good number of them. I would say more than 60% of them that are coming in are not bearing identification.
What kind of shape are they in?
Some of them were obviously neglected prior to the storm. Some of them are badly tangled, matted, covered with branches and sticks with things matted into their hair. Some of them are dehydrated from having been hiding underneath beds and whatever else. They seem to be shell-shocked still. For the most part, the animals are just staring at us distantly, not comprehending anything.
And in the end, how many of the animals will you be able to save, or will some have to be euthanized?
I hate to even look at that, and I'll tell you why. In a case like this, the animals that are coming in that are lost, they are considered lost property. They are not considered stray animals. A stray animal is traditionally held for 5 to 7 days. This property is being held for a minimum of 30 days. During that time, we are going to get very attached to these animals, and I don't believe that there will be very many of them that are not going to find their way into an adoption program somewhere in the state.
Debbie Drake is executive director of the Suncoast Humane Society in Inglewood, Florida. Thank you, Ms. Drake, for being with us on Day to Day.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.